Okay, this piece is called Howdy, and this was again for my writing sci-fi and fantasy module, but this one's got to do with science fiction and time travel. I hope you enjoy it. Henry wriggled in his seat impatiently. He was both anxious and excited for his long-awaited birthday present. His stomach was in knots, and his older brother Daniel did not help by asking Henry if he was nervous. Fortunately, Henry Sabre from his torturous brother had arrived. "Welcome to Virgin's Time Travel Tourism," said the woman as she arrived at the podium. I hope you all have been having a pleasant day. Understanding the details of the destination, trying on the era-appropriate costumes, and learning all of our health and safety regulations." Though the audience was buzzing, as they couldn't wait to go through the door, their responses were rather mixed. Children such as Henry shouted positively, as he loved learning more about his favourite historical period, but many of the grown-ups in the audience moaned half-heartedly back at the woman standing before them. With her breasts trying to break free of the white blouse she wore, Henry thought she was obviously their tour guide and hostess for the excursion. Her eyes were shuttered, her poorly dyed blonde hair was tied high up in a bun, her painted face was caked on by the pound, and her smile was so wide that they could see every one of her teeth. "Now, in a few minutes, we shall be walking through the time door. The time door. However, I must once again illustrate the rules once we have arrived at your historic location." Her speech was well rehearsed and over the top. "Okay, rule number one, do not remove your bracelet. Before you step through the door, we'll each give you a bracelet to wear, and you must wear it at all times. It is how I am able to track you once we are there, and more importantly, it is your ticket home." Henry's hands began to tremble as his nerves began to build. "Okay, now, rule number two. Remember the dialect. These people do not understand some of the slang we use nowadays, so try and stick to some of the vocabulary you learned today. Rule number three. Stay with the group. We need to keep eyes on you for your own safety, so no more than 50 feet away from the group at all times. Rule number four. Engage, but don't disrupt. These people might chat with you, but under no circumstances should you disrupt their way of life. Rule number five, no mementos. Do not take any souvenirs or anything from your visit, nothing from a glass bottle to a belt buckle, because of rule number six, which is, do not change the past. Her face was stern, much more so than any expression Henry had seen his teachers wear. He was no longer just anxious, he was bordering terrified. Time is delicate, it's like a piece of string. If you go from the middle point and disrupt it, then the string becomes frayed and is no longer like it was before. So please follow the rules carefully, but most importantly, don't forget to have fun. She gestured for the people in the first row to come to the front and receive their tracking and returns bracelet. She then told the rest of us to wait in our seats as they went through the door. There was nothing there. Henry could see right through the doorframe, and all he saw was the wall behind it. A part of Henry was slightly relieved if it turned out to be malfunctioning today, and would unfortunately have to be cancelled, because honestly he was far too nervous to step through it. But the first person in line was not. She brazenly walked to the door and stepped through the frame. She vanished into thin air. Everyone who was still sat in their seats stood up in amazement and horror. Gasps of surprise and bewilderment flooded the room. "Next, please," said the woman. The man standing next to her gulped several times and had to mutter to himself under his breath to calm his nerves before he was able to step through the door. He disappeared too, as did the next and the next and the next, until everyone in the first row had disappeared through the doorway. It was now Henry's turn. He and his family walked down the steps towards the stage and held out their arms for the bracelets. He tugged at the thick metal band once it encased his wrist, only to ensure that it would not fall off and he would not lose it. His mum is forever complaining to him about how much of his belongings he loses, and he would never hear the end of it if he lost the bracelet and was stuck in the past forever. The woman ushered the family ahead of them to walk through the doorway, and one by one they did. Though Henry was much closer now, he could not understand the dematerialization. It was as if he blinked one moment and they were there, and then the next they were not. It was now his father's turn, he was about to watch his father disappear. Henry's dad turned around and winked at his youngest before he stepped through the doorway and vanished. Henry's heart skipped more than one beat. It might have even stopped working. The lady nodded for him to walk, but his feet were glued to the blue carpeted floor. He could not move at all. "It's okay," she said to him. "It's perfectly safe, and has been through countless tests today alone, so that you could go back in time and visit your favourite historical period. Don't worry about it. You won't even feel a thing." She smiled the first genuine smile he had seen from their staff today. He forced a grin back and looked towards the door. He breathed deeply, closed his eyes, and walked forward. He suddenly felt much hotter, and a sandy breeze assaulted his face. Henry opened his eyes to face a desert. It was completely barren and devoid of life, except for the 20 tourists who were all standing around looking in wonderment.
"Howdy there, partner,"
said a voice from behind him. He knew it was his dad. He knew it was his dad before he even turned around. When he did, there was a massive childish grin on his father's face as he tipped his hat to his son. "Ready for an adventure?" Henry's face of shock became one of pure ecstasy as he smiled back at his father.
"Ready, partner."
And that's for the word howdy.